I don't even feel like, you know, doing my skincare, because what's the point? My face is full of acne anyways. But I had to, you know, I had to just show up. How can someone love me if my skin looks like this? Interestingly enough, I got a boyfriend when my skin was also at its worst. Everything in life, it happens for a reason. Yes, we've made it a long way, but I'm not there yet. Time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. We are doing a solo episode today. It's a late one. It's like 10 p.m. when I'm filming this, but this is an episode I've been wanting to do for a while here. If you're watching on YouTube, I have my acne safe hormonal balancing tea. I do a nettle tea every single night, so I thought I'd have that while I film this episode. If you are watching online or listening in, I hope you're having a great day or night whenever you're tuning into the Loud Talk podcast. Today is a really important episode, and it's one that I've been wanting to film for a while, but I just wanted to like collect all my thoughts before sitting down. And that is everything that acne and having severe acne has taught me, and why I'm actually grateful that I have gone through the struggle of having acne. Now, this may seem weird because if you've ever experienced acne, you know it is awful to deal with, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, but I do think there are so many important life lessons that I've learned from having acne that I think just accelerated my learnings and perspectives on life in general. And I'll get into this because I know it might be crazy to think, like, how did having painful, you know, red spots on your face that, you know, cause you to feel maybe insecure or really uncomfortable in your skin actually help you to gain confidence, and how did it help you in life? I think there's so many learning lessons that I've taken out of having acne that I really want to share, because throughout this whole journey, as I mentioned, acne is not something I'd wish upon anyone, especially severe painful acne. I'm dealing with some stress like breakouts right now, and it's awful. I mean, like, it's hard to sleep on this side. It hurts to talk. It hurts to eat. Like, I've talked about this before. Even just, like, feeling uncomfortable in your skin, spending so much money and resources on different products, just hoping for a solution. Like, you get into this desperate time, and you really start to look at yourself in the mirror every day and think of yourself as less worthy, think of yourself as ugly, really just feel lost in yourself, and you're looking in the mirror and not even recognizing who you are. I think that's one of the hardest things about dealing with acne, and I could definitely do an episode on, you know, all of the hard stuff and really dive into what it's actually like to live with severe acne day in and day out, especially for the people who haven't struggled with acne and maybe want that perspective, or someone who has struggled with acne and, you know, maybe just wants to feel heard. I could definitely do an episode like that, but I thought maybe it'd be more powerful for me to actually sit down and talk about the positives, because yes, although acne is really, really tough to deal with, and it takes a super big toll on your self-confidence, I think with any hardship in life, you have two choices. You have the choice to look at all the negative and all the pain and suffering you're going through and look at yourself as a victim in a difficult situation, or you have the power to think, okay, I am going through this hard time right now, but what am I going to do with that? What am I going to take out of this? What am I going to learn out of this? And how can I make this better for myself day in and day out while I'm going through this hard time? So a little bit of a backstory. I've been struggling with acne since I was about like 13, 14. It started out, you know, pretty normal teenage acne, which quickly developed to more of that cystic painful acne, which has fluctuated over the years. Then my acne became really, really severe after coming off birth control, which was I was on for 2 years. While I was on the birth control, I had pretty clear skin, but every time that my skin would flare up, I'd get that like stress or hormonal acne, especially like around my mouth. It would really, really take a toll on my self-confidence. I remember so many nights crying myself to sleep because of my skin and thinking that I just looked so ugly, thinking that I couldn't leave the house without makeup, you know, thinking that how can someone love me if my skin looks like this? Really, really struggling with my identity. Not even wanting to label myself as someone who struggled with acne because then it would like be true. So I really struggled with that. And when I was on birth control, it got a lot clearer. And through posting videos online, it actually made me a lot more confident. So it didn't start out intentionally, and I've kind of talked about this in the past, but when I started posting videos online, I was never like filtering any of my videos, especially because I started on YouTube. There weren't like YouTube filters back then, and I filmed on my iPhone. So there was no way for me to like add a filter really on the regular camera. And I started getting comments being like, "Thank you so much for showing your real skin. Thank you so much for showing reviews on real skin." And it started to open up my eyes a little bit to be like, "Okay, like, you know, I guess people are appreciative of this." I didn't intentionally do that right off the bat, but I was just, you know, showing my real skin before a makeup tutorial. And then when I got on TikTok, that kind of accelerated more. And because it was during COVID, I wasn't doing face makeup as much because I wasn't going anywhere, but I still wanted to play with new makeup and everything. So I did my full makeup without foundation and stuff, and I started posting that on TikTok and in my videos, and people loved it. And I think that really started like the whole acne positivity, skin positivity platform for me. And when I got off of birth control and my face was literally completely full of cystic acne, like I'm not even joking you, there was not a spot on my face that I didn't have cystic acne. It was the most painful acne I've ever experienced. That really, really took a toll on me because it was so rapid. Like literally overnight, my skin changed. Not overnight, it happened progressively over 6 months, but when every morning you're waking up with more and more cysts, like it's gonna get to you quick. And it really took a toll on my confidence. I had just been starting a new job. It was like a corporate engineering job, so I felt like I had to look really put together every day. My TikTok really started exploding at that point in time. And I was posting videos to make other people feel better, but also to make myself feel better in my skin, and not feel so, you know, isolated in it. And funny enough, I was way more comfortable posting these videos online in my real skin than I was in actual like person with people, which was very interesting. But I think I reached such a rock bottom with my skin that I had to really make the choice. Like, am I gonna let my skin ruin my whole summer, ruin every day that I'm going to work, ruin my relationships, like all of this, and just sit inside until my acne goes away? Because I would get some comments being like, you know, if I were you, like I wouldn't leave the house if my skin looked like that. And although there were definitely some days where I didn't want to leave the house because of how my skin looked, I kept thinking back, like, what a sad life I'd be living if I let my skin and this situation that I cannot control, because me coming off of birth control was a choice because it wasn't vibing with my body. I've made a full episode on why I came off of birth control and my whole birth control story. But I could not necessarily control how my skin was going to react coming off of this. It wasn't like my skincare was off or I was eating really bad or any of this. Like it was just like this free explosion after coming off the birth control, a huge like hormonal mess up. And that wasn't something in my control, nor was it something that I could fix overnight. It was going to take time, and I knew that. And although I felt very, very lost and like I had no control, the one thing I had control over was my attitude and my mindset. And although I couldn't control my skin, I couldn't control how many breakouts I was having, I couldn't control this pace or the healing time, I could control the mindset I was waking up with and the mindset I was taking into the day with me. So with that being said, you know, I had to just show up. And that was the most important part of all this, is I had to show up. I was showing up online, which helped me, you know, build my following to this day. It was a part of that journey. It helped me show up like at work and to the gym. And I started going out more makeup free, and I just kind of had to take it as it was. A huge thing that it taught me too is at the time I was dating, and every time I'd go on a date, I felt the need to like explain why I had acne at the time. And I would be like justifying it and explaining to this person who, by the way, I was just meeting. So there's so much more interesting things about me than my skin story. But in my head, I'm like, I need to make sure that this person knows that this is not my regular skin, that I just came off of birth control and this and then, like, I would preface that. And one, most people didn't care. And the few interactions I had where people did care, it was like I wasn't really vibing with the person. And it's not someone that I'd want to spend time with, anyways, if they're going to judge me that fast on just how my skin looks. And I've done a whole episode on like dating with acne, acne in the workplace, all of that, like unsolicited advice. So, there's definitely going to be people that are going to bring you down during this time or judge you for how your skin looks, look at you as unprofessional, or people in your family constantly giving you advice or being worried over how your skin looks. But at the end of the day, it's acne. It sucks. There's a reason behind it. But like at the end of the day, we can't control it or fix it within the next 5 minutes or from one day to another. I was obviously receiving a lot of pressure to go on Accutane. I had to follow my gut in these situations and just stick to what felt right for my body. And I so advocate for that. If Accutane's right for you, do it. If it's not, don't, right? But what it taught me, and it's so interesting, is the number one thing that really I look back on, and I'm like, wow, this proves so much that I'm so much more worthy than just how my skin looks. And not only was I finding this in myself and realizing, like, look at these accomplishments I've done, look at how I can show up for myself every day, and this is not based on how my skin looks. But when I actually, two very important things happened in my life around the same time when my acne was actually at its pivotal peak, the worst, the worst, the worst. So I actually met my now business partner when my acne was at its worst. The business partner that I've created a skincare line with. Why? Because he trusted my expertise in skincare. He trusted my R&D background, my background in chemical engineering, the fact that I've tried so many products because I'm acne prone, and because I've tried like the best, the best, the worst, the worst, and I've been able to categorize like what makes a good skincare product and what doesn't. That's what he trusted. He trusted my mind and my experience. He didn't, take my skin in that moment as it was and judge me based off that. Obviously, like I had explained my story and what I was going through and that I had hormonal acne, but not at one point with Ellen this whole journey. We've been working on this brand for almost 2 years now. It's been launched just this past year. And none, like throughout none of that experience has he ever doubted that I know what it's like to make good skincare or that I know what makes a good product and that I have knowledge in skincare. He's never ever doubted that, regardless of what my skin looked like in that moment. Now, did people online judge me for that? Absolutely. But do those people necessarily matter? Not in terms of my growth and my journey. And that was a very pivotal moment because I felt a little like, I was explaining all the stuff I knew about skincare, and I'm like, is this person gonna take me seriously? And he had no doubt in his mind that it was not the right decision to start a skincare brand with me. The second thing, which I think so many of us fear when we struggle with our skin or an insecurity, is how can someone love me if I look like this? And interestingly enough, I actually got into a relationship. I got a boyfriend when my skin was also at its worst. And this was a very like stressed time for me too, because I was like, crap, like this guy, when he met me, like my boyfriend, when he met me, I had super, super clear skin. And all of a sudden, now that we're actually starting to date, I don't have clear skin anymore. If anything, my skin's at its absolute worst. But it was never like a conflict in his mind or like a question of like, why does your skin look like that or anything. Like, it was not that at all. And in those moments, like, this was all happening around the same time. And I really realized like people see me for me, the people that choose to truly see me for me and know me for me aren't so worried about what my skin looks like. If anything, they're coming at it from a place of concern because they know it's hard for me to deal with. It's painful, all of that. It's really draining to deal with acne at this severe level. But it was never from a place of like, ooh, like you're less worthy because of your skin. So that was the first one. It really, really taught me my worth, and not just with other people, because we cannot place our worth into other people's hands. It really, really starts here. And funny enough, although acne has been one of my insecurities for so long, it could not have made me more of a secure person. The reason being is because so many of us base our security in ourselves on these minuscular appearance and kind of like outer shell characteristics. And for the longest time, my mood for the day really depended on if my skin was breaking out that day or not. I would wake up in the morning and it's like, if I have a pimple today, we are having a bad day. If I don't, if I have clear skin, we're having a good day. And I base so much about my everyday mood, my everyday worth in myself, my security in myself on how my skin looked that day. When struggling with acne that severe that I was, There was not a good skin day. Every day was just worse and worse and worse. More flare-ups, more flare-ups, more flare-ups. And then after that, deep, deep scarring. Like, there was not a good skin day on those days. So it really taught me that I cannot base my worth on how my skin looks from one day to the next, because my worth is here. I'm Lavinia Rosanda. This is who I am. And that should not waver based on these little things that can change from one day to the next. And think of it, like most women, right? Like during their menstrual cycle, we break out like right before we get our periods or anything like that. Like, really think about that and think, why am I basing my worth on this small thing that's changing my appearance and my appearance from month to month? And I think so many of us base our worth that day, if we're having a good hair day, if we're having a good skin day, all that. And obviously there's gonna be days where you're feeling more comfortable, more confident in your skin, versus another. But if you are basing your full worth that day and you are letting your appearance and all of that really waver your security in yourself so much, do you see how much of a teeter-totter that is? And do you see how much stress you're putting on yourself to be worrying about that every day? And not saying, that I don't think putting, work into your appearance. Like, I'm a glam girly. You guys know I am a glam girly to the core. I love a good glam look. I love a good outfit. I love fashion and beauty and all of that. But I was basing so much of my worth on like if my skin was clear that day. And it was really like affecting me so much. And I had to really take that. And I think getting to the point where I was struggling with such severe acne, it really taught me to be more secure in myself, regardless of these wavering appearance factors that really teeter from one day to the next. And now, no matter if I wake up with a breakout or not, like, yeah, maybe it'll take me a minute, I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, ooh, the skin is looking rough today. But I have to bring myself back to like, hey, I've been through much worse. I'm good. I am good. I'm going to do what makes me feel more confident today. If that's putting on a little makeup, if that's putting on a good outfit, like I've learned those things and those kind of tips and tricks that get me there to feel a bit more confident, which I've done episodes on and YouTube tutorials on, all of that. But my security in myself doesn't waver so drastically anymore. I've brought it down to more of a neutral aspect of like, my skin's doing great today. That's awesome. It feels good. It's not painful, all of that. My skin's breaking out today. That kind of sucks. But hey, I'm going to still go out and do me and get my work done and do everything that I am setting out for myself that day. Of course, easier said than done. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But you have to bring yourself to that mindset and really realize, like, am I basing so much of my worth every day on my appearance that could fluctuate literally daily? Or do I have this baseline worth for myself? And then, if my skin's doing good, like, great, it gives me a little more confidence boost and vice versa. So that was a huge thing that having severe acne to that point taught me, is to just gain that base security in myself, regardless of my everyday appearance, because guys, your appearance does not last. So the next thing it taught me is it really taught me to stop nitpicking on myself so much, because I realized, like, I am the youngest I'm ever going to be right now. Right now is the youngest I will ever be again. And if I am sitting in the mirror critiquing all these things about myself, yes, I have acne, whatever. But when I'm going to be 80 years old with not only these acne scars that are left over, but like wrinkles and, losing a bit of that facial structure, and my eyes will look different and all of that, like, am I gonna really be like, yeah, I should have been nitpicking myself in the mirror? Or am I going to be like, oh, I wish this girl really appreciated her beauty more at that age, because wow, she looked right. So it really taught me that nothing is permanent in your skin. The skin changes so much, and we really just have to appreciate. And with that being said, I was looking back at photos of myself when I was struggling with acne, but like a few spots here and there. And I thought back to those moments where I would literally cry myself to sleep over how my skin looked. And when I was sitting there with a face full of acne, I'm like, holy shit, girl, like, why were you complaining? Literally, why were you complaining? Because your skin looked so good. What, over three pimples on your chin? Like, now you have a face full of them. Why were you so upset? Because you looked so beautiful. And that's the thing, we always look back at these moments and then regret like the way we spoke to ourselves. And it's honestly really hard for me to even look back at the photos of myself with a face full of acne, because I can see the pain in my eyes, but then the smile on my face, and just trying to make every single day better. And it really taught me so much of just leading with a positive mindset and not taking things for granted. The next thing it taught me is to, be more of a yes man and not canceling on plans or holding yourself back because you're scared in a situation. There were so many days where I felt like I should say no to plans or not go or not put myself out there because of how my skin looked. But I knew those were things that I was going to regret when I was older. And I knew that I would go there, have a good time, make the memories, and in a few years look back at it and remember the day and the memories, not the acne or the skin situation I was dealing with that day. And yes, there were some days where I'd go to an event or I'd go to a plan and I'd, be in my head a little bit as like, everyone looking at my skin, is everyone doing this? But you have to remember that everyone is really thinking about their own insecurities. That's a huge thing that dealing with acne taught me. And to not miss out on opportunities just because I'm afraid of something. I was afraid of how people would judge me with my skin, but then it really taught me like, okay, what else am I afraid of? Are people gonna judge me in this? Are people gonna judge me in this? Oh, I'm afraid to solo travel. I'm afraid to take on this new project. I'm afraid to work this type of job, right? It taught me a lot about that. And I had to really realize like, okay, am I going to live with this fear of judgment, or am I gonna live with fear of regret? It's a choice. And I didn't want to live with the fear of regret or missing out on a very fun time just because of how my skin was that day. And I've done a full episode on, switching from fear of judgment to fear of regret. I think it's a very important mindset, but I don't think, I think I would have learned that at one point in life, but I think having acne at this age, and especially in my adult years where I'm trying to figure everything out, and basing a lot of things on my appearance, it really taught me that right off the bat. And just to live more in the moment, because you're gonna remember the good stuff and you're gonna remember the memories and not maybe, how your skin was looking that day. Next thing having acne taught me was patience. Patience, 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 and the importance of healing and time, giving yourself grace. The fact that you cannot heal things with hate. I could look at myself in the mirror every single day and say hateful things about myself or nitpick at my skin and really, really get down on myself. And what would that do? That's not gonna heal the acne faster. That's not gonna heal my skin faster. If anything, it would probably just start creating more stress in my body, which maybe would prolong the healing process. So I always say you cannot heal with hate, but you can heal with love. And giving yourself that grace and that self-love is so important, especially when you're dealing with such a difficult time. And that's the hardest time to do it. From a place of self-love, I was going from a place where I loved doing my makeup and I loved doing my skincare. But when I was dealing with so much acne, it was so painful that I'm like, I don't even feel like applying all these products. I don't even feel like, doing my skincare because what's the point? My face is full of acne anyways, but I had to, remember I'm taking care of me in this moment. I'm taking my care of my skin and I'm giving it these supplements because remember, skincare is a supplement. I'm giving my skin the supplements it needs to heal. And through some powerful words and some positive mindset, I will get closer one day at a time. And it was really important for me to keep that sort of healing with love mentality because through everything, through every hardship you go through, you really have to approach it with how am I going to give myself grace during this time? How am I going to heal from the inside out? Because you cannot heal with hate. You cannot do that at all. And I also had to focus on the progress over perfection. It taught me, the little steps that you can take and see that progress because obviously it'd be great to look in the mirror one morning and my skin would be perfectly clear, no scars, no anything. But I'd look back at my progress pictures. And to one person who'd see my skin online, they'd be like, oh, your skin looks so bad. But to me, I'd look back at the progress photos and be like, wow, look how far I've come, like from this day to this day, look how the inflammation has gone down. And I was tracking this progress. And yes, it was tough when coming off the birth control and getting all this acne from having clear skin, because it felt like a million steps backwards. But I think everything in life happens for a reason. And there were so many learning opportunities that I took out of it that I can only try to see the good. And seeing that progress develop each and every day really, really helped me just build that strength in myself. And it also taught me that, okay, I can go through something that's difficult. I can go through a tough time and come out of it even stronger. And now, if my acne randomly comes back at that full force, will it be difficult? Yes, absolutely it'll be difficult. But I have to remember, like, hey, I've been through that. I've been through that really, really dark time. I can get through worse and I'll come out even stronger on the other end. So It really taught me a lot about my strength as a person. And again, the mindset, like the mind is so powerful in that and how you perceive things. It also taught me just to see things with a different eye and different perspective in terms of beauty standards. I would look at other people who, had acne, and the first thing I'd see in them is not their skin. Like, yeah, it was there, but I would see them as a person. I would see their makeup look, their eyes, like their what, they're these beautiful features. And it taught me to stop focusing on these flaws that society always tells us to fix and get rid of and all of this, and tells us that, we are unworthy and less than if we have these flaws. And it really taught me to create my own beauty standards and look for my favorite features in my face and focus on the art of makeup rather than using it as a tool to just cover up and feel like a shell in my own body. It taught me to take more time for me. And honestly, I always say that acne has kept me in check because this stuff, it's kept me in check with my diet, my workouts, my sleep routine, my stress levels. I'm really thinking so much more cautiously about that because acne, like, it all comes from somewhere. It's all internal. There's something like wrong going on in the body. Have I gotten it all figured out? No, but I've come such a long way and I'm on that journey. And it's really taught me to reflect more on like what's actually going on in my body, listening to my body more. Did I sleep enough last night? I have these stress breakouts right now. Like, I know I've been a lot under a lot of pressure, and it's like, okay, what are some ways that I can help myself de-stress? How can I, show myself some self-care at the end of the night, take some time for myself, go on a walk, release that like cortisol, right? So, it's been a very reflective time for me of just realizing, okay, what can I do to make myself feel better and take off that stress off my body and give my body what it needs in terms of fuel for food, energy releases, and refueling myself every single day through the activities I do. So that's been a huge learning lesson. And I think when we do go through those hardships in life, we just have to remember, like, we're going through it for a reason. I don't, I think acne too, like, there's a reason why you're getting it. It's telling you something's off with your body. And how amazing, right? I know it sucks. Acne sucks, but how amazing is it that your body is showing you through your skin, like, hey, something is going on, something's not right, please help me. And we really have to look at it more like that rather than, oh, I have acne, I need to use all these acne solutions to get rid of it immediately. Like, oh, I just hate how my skin looks. Like, look a bit deeper, like, okay, what is my body trying to tell me? What is off that I need to change it? I can actually use this as a tool to not only help my skin, but also just help my energy. Like, ever since I've improved my sleep, ever since I have incorporated more movement into my day, my energy levels are so much better and I'm more happy, even regardless if I have some acne on my face. So that really taught me a lot. The other thing I want to talk about is scarring, because so many people, I feel like they get rid of the acne and then they're just so down because their skin doesn't look like it once did before. I've had a really hard time with trying to kind of grieve and let go of my old skin. I look back at videos and I'm like, wow, my skin looked so smooth. I didn't have all this indentation. I didn't have all this like rolling scars and all of that. And it's hard to kind of grieve over a past self. And if you have ever had a dramatic change in your appearance, you could probably attest to this, but it's difficult to look back at photos and kind of like look at this past version of yourself that you almost like more. And then you're like, oh, like I didn't appreciate that version of myself and I wish I could have that skin back. That's very much how I felt. And there's still days I feel like that. And I have to just, it's taught me to appreciate things in the moment and to just remember that things can change, but that doesn't mean that I, am ugly now or less worthy now. If anything, I have these scars that, yes, maybe they're more not as conventionally beautiful, but they're a daily reminder for me. They're literally a daily reminder to keep me in check, because if these scars went away, I think I would very quickly forget these struggles that I've actually been through with my skin. Whereas even on days where my skin is super clear in terms of like no painful cystic breakouts, I look in the mirror and I see these scars and I remember every single spot that I've had, and that the where those scars were used to be painful acne that, you know, would keep me up at night or would be so painful and uncomfortable. Or I literally remember one day sneezing and my whole forehead just like burst and I had blood running down my face. Like it was crazy. So I look back at these scars and I'm like, it's a reminder every day of the battles that I fought and came out of stronger. And the scars are there to remind me of that. And I think there's some beauty in that. I remember one person once said that my face looked as cratered up as the moon. And I kind of laughed at that because I was like, yeah, I have a lot of texture, but don't we all look at the moon sometimes like in just awe of like its beauty? So we just have to really approach things in a different way. It also taught me, you know, to appreciate beauty in such a different light and to find people that made me feel comfortable in my skin on social media, and to not put so much pressure, as I said earlier, on my appearance every day. It taught me that progress takes time and to focus on progress over perfection. Looking back at those progress photos, and I'm a very like overachiever type person. I like to see results. And with acne, if you've ever struggled with it, you know that it's not like that at all. You have to spend time and money and invest in it and like search all these different ways. And it's not going to work one or twice or three times down the line that you're trying something. And hey, I'm still trying to figure out ways to work on my skin. Yes, we've made it a long way, but I'm not there yet. And it's taught me to like appreciate that journey more. It's really taught me what unconditional love for myself can look like. And we have to kind of put ourselves out there as like a different person that is not ourselves. If it was your partner, if it was your soulmate struggling with their skin or an insecurity, would that insecurity of theirs, would their appearance stop you from loving them, or would you embrace them full-heartedly? And I think we don't give ourselves that same grace. You know, and for ourselves, we think that other people are also going to judge us for that. It really taught me that, hey, no matter how much acne I was struggling with, I have that unconditional love for myself. That obviously there's going to be days I'm more or less confident. We're all human, but that wasn't going to waver as much because I'm unconditionally loving and appreciating myself every single day. It taught me just to be like my authentic self and stop being so apologetic. Have I perfected that? No, I'm still trying to, you know, be more like less of a people pleaser and stand up for myself more. But in terms of my skin, you know, it's taught me to not take people's opinions so much to heart. I mean, guys, I get so much like crap on social media for from comments of people calling me ugly. I have had men tell me, you know, like it's their worst nightmare to wake up to a woman next to me. I have called had people tell me I'm a catfish. I have had people write me paragraphs telling me how much they hate looking at my skin, or how if they had my skin, they would themselves, or if they would never leave the house, or they'd be depressed and all this stuff. And reading all of this, it just makes me so sad because I realize how much insecurity so many people deal with, and the fact that like they look at me and it's almost like, how the fuck can you be so confident and show up and post these videos with your skin looking like that? And I had to take that as power and fuel of like, look, like I am doing something. I'm showing up. I'm being authentically me, regardless of what my skin looks like. And I have to remember everything I've accomplished. You know, if someone doubts my knowledge in skincare, it's like, but I have a background in science. I'm not just like out here spewing random things. Yes, I still struggle with my skin, but that does not invalidate everything that I have accomplished to date, right? So it's taught me to be way more secure in that and myself and not take all these noise and comments from people to heart. And it's really taught me that no matter how someone looks, okay, no matter how beautiful, no matter how like aligned with like societal beauty standards they are, everyone is insecure about something. And being in this industry, being in social media, I have met so many people that are just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I hear sometimes how they speak about themselves or the insecurities they're having. And I just think, man, like, how could you ever be insecure because you look amazing? And I think we often project that onto other people, and think that everyone around us feels so incredibly confident in their skin. But then we look at us and then we're like, oh, I'm the only one struggling here. And you're not. You just have to find the people that bring you up. And even when people say to me, like, I wish I could be as confident as you are, like, I didn't even think I could be as confident as I am today when I was really, really in that dark place. But I had to make the choice of, am I going to choose to find confidence? It really taught me that confidence is a choice that you have to make daily. It's a daily practice. It's not just something you just exert and automatically have. It's something that is continuously worked on, and you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone, because there were so many days where I wanted to, hide behind makeup or not leave the house or feel really bad for myself and my skin and not give myself the opportunities, not give myself grace. But I had to make those choices those days of like, no, I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to, be my authentic self regardless of what my skin is looking like. And it's not easy. It's by no means easy. But it's taught me so much about healing and patience, and that we're all going to go through really tough times in life. It's just so much more about how you approach that tough time. It's so much more of how you look at it and turning a new page and looking at it through a positive lens, taking that negativity, filtering it out, and thinking, okay, yes, I'm going through a hard time right now, but what am I going to take out of it? Because I think everything in life, it happens for a reason. Every single thing is such a learning opportunity, and it's really what you make of it. And if you want to spend your 20s dealing with acne, hiding in a corner, because guess what? I could have hid in a corner and I've been like, hey, I'm gonna stay in my house, not go anywhere until my acne heals. My acne, I have no idea when this thing's gonna heal. I've been dealing with acne for 10 years now. Like, imagine if 10 years of my life I just hid in a corner because I was insecure about how my skin looked and I didn't want anyone to see me. I would have done nothing in the past 10 years. You really have to think of it that way. And if you live life and put so much of your focus on your appearance, you're gonna miss out on so much that you're just gonna end up regretting. And right now, you only have today. We all don't, I know it's so cliche and everyone says this, but we really don't know how much time anyone has. We're given this day, we're given this day, and we have to make the most of it regardless of what our skin is going through. And I just think, like if my daughter or my great granddaughter or my friend or my cousin or whoever was dealing with acne, like I would be there as a support for them. I would never look at them as less than or ugly or anything like that, because I've been through it and it's taught me to be so much more graceful with people. It's taught me to not judge so quickly. I think it's taught me to be kinder and more appreciative, because so many people on social media who do leave me the hate comments, I just know for a fact they've never dealt with acne in their whole life. They've never dealt with something like that that's enabled so much of like their appearance, and they've had to like come out of the dark time. And you know what? I'm grateful that it's taught me all of this now at this age. Yes, adult acne sucks, but hey, I've learned all of these learning lessons now in my 20s that maybe these would be life lessons I'd be learning in my like 40s and 50s if I wasn't dealing with acne right now, because it's so much more than like skin deep. It's so much more than that. It's taught me so much more life lessons that I can actually take into daily practice rather than just like, here's how I'm gonna feel better about myself and my skin. It's taught me that never to judge a book by its cover and really take people's stories to heart and get to know what they're going through, and see people for so much more than just their outer shell. Because this like all changes, guys. This all changes throughout life. And I'm so grateful that I'm learning these opportunities and these learning lessons now. And I'm just grateful for the community. I'm grateful for all the amazing connections that I've been able to make with so many amazing people through my acne. I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful for literally every single one of you. And for the people that are like, you only make content about your acne. Hey, this is the life I'm living. I'm looking to make it a more positive place, especially for a bunch of us that struggle through it. So I know this episode was kind of, a lot of rambling. I feel like this is such a topic that I'm very, very passionate about. And I think there's even more things that acne has taught me. Maybe we'll do a part two one day. Let me know if you relate to any of this stuff, what you took out of this episode. I'd really appreciate your feedback. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to give this video a thumbs up and subscribe. And we do post every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST, not only on YouTube for the video version, but also on all streaming platforms for the audio version, like Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, all of that. We also do post short form reels of the content over on Instagram and TikTok at Loud Talk with Lavi. I love you all so, so much. Remember, of course, to tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and you will hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, guys. Love you.